Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. It's official, the NBA is coming back December 22nd. The league has struck a deal with players on rules for this coming season, setting the stage for what will be a frenzied few weeks before games resume. Teams will play a 72-game schedule. The league says a new system will be used to ensure that the split of basketball-related income continues, one of many details that had to be collectively bargained with the union. In other NBA news, the Knicks have temporarily closed their training facility in Greenberg, New York, after three employees tested positive for COVID-19. And Celtics Hall of Famer Tommy Heinsohn has died at age 86. Heinsohn was a player, coach, and broadcaster who was with the team for all 17 of its NBA championships. He beat out teammate Bill Russell for the NBA's Rookie of the Year award in 1956 and combined with his fellow future Hall of Famer to win 8 championships in 9 years. In baseball news, in his first remarks since buying the team for a baseball record of $2.42 billion, Stephen Cohen said he would be disappointed if the Mets don't win the World Series within 3 to 5 years. He promises the Mets will act, quote, like a major market team, end quote. Sandy Alderson, back as team president, says Luis Rojas will likely return for a second season as manager. And the team has also named its minor league affiliates for next year, among them Syracuse, Binghamton, Brooklyn, and St. Lucie, leaving Columbia, South Carolina, and Kingsport, Tennessee to be dropped. In NFL news, the league's only unbeaten team this season, the Steelers, have placed 4 more players on the COVID-19 reserve list, including running back Jalen Samuels, offensive lineman Gerald Hawkins, linebacker Vance Williams, and quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. The move comes a day after tight end Vance McDonald tested positive, following a 24-19 win at Dallas that pushed the Steelers to 8-0. I'm Tissy King.